This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour four. G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. The Expressway is coming up in 20 minutes. Jared Sandler's going to join you, and we'll talk about today's Rangers game against Cleveland out there in surprise. It's time now for the Chief in an edition of Football's Finest. Here's Eric.
All right, so one last hope at the running back spot. Do you like the J.K. Dobbins name brought us?
Really good author. Wrote some really good books, right?
I think that's Rowling's.
Oh, is it? Okay.
No, he's a badass too, though. No, don't get me wrong.
No, I tell you what. I need to study that. Need to kind of see fit. I'm always, what I'm trying to do is find guys that aren't going to come off the field, can blitz pick up, can also run with some toughness, maybe have a little bit wiggle, make some people miss.
The do it all back on the cheap.
I'm trying. So yeah, I'd like to study those backs that are all in that $1.5 to $3 million range.
Yeah, and I think
and see which one of those, because you guys mentioned Foreman and stuff. I saw a while back.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you his game right now. But that's something I want to sit down and try and figure out here, which one of these backs potentially could be that guy.
I think J.K. Dobbins provides the most upside.
Yeah,
super talented dude who has just been as injury bitten as anybody. So I imagine you can get him on the super cheap, and he's going to be a guy that has not been able to make the big bucks in the NFL, and he will be trying like contract year style. I'm doing everything I can to be productive and get my bag, and so you can take advantage of that on a one-year cheap deal. 25 years old. He only played one game last year. It was a few snaps before he got injured once again, but yeah. His two previous seasons, I mean, 2022 was like 5.7 a carry.
Dez was endorsing it earlier, and you know, he's always talking with the players and trying to break news or say, I told you so when it happens. You know, he says he's hungry and he's destined for a big season with the right opportunity. I would be excited about J.K. Dobbins because I think he has the skill set and the athleticism that he could be a weapon for you, and he could make your offense better if he stays healthy in a pretty significant way.
Yeah, it'd be very, very boom or bust. It's low financials, but he's a dude that could probably, if he was healthy, I think he would be an upgrade over any of the backs that you currently have, which is really, I guess at this point, really none. It's Deuce Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Is that maybe Dowdle's coming back? We'll see. But I saw that, you know, one of the names you threw around earlier at linebacker, Devin White, he is still available, but Levante David is re-upping with the Bucks. He gets a one-year deal worth up to $10 million, base value around $9 million. So there's another veteran linebacker that is being picked up there. But short-term deals, that's maybe a little bit more than some had anticipated for him. But for the most part, right on par. But another linebacker is now off the market.
It's just crazy. You know, some of these names, they become veterans at the position. I feel like just a couple of days ago or a couple of years ago, we were watching these guys walk out in the draft room, you know, or on draft night in their amazing suits.
I remember
Devin White's, and just boom, next thing you know, they've been in the league 5-6 years and they're on their way to another team. But the thing that really jumps out this year about linebacker on top of that to me, Chief, is just that they're not expensive. I thought linebacker a couple of years ago was trending to well over 15, maybe close to $20 million.
Yeah, Fred Warner, Roquan Smith, but that's the top tier.
Okay.
And then it seems like there's a big gap between the next guys.
Those top guys can cover, hit, blitz.
Yeah,
they
three
can
down,
do everything.
Quarterback your defense, absolutely.
I mean, this should play into the Cowboys' hands, though. I think after we get through all these names that you recognize, there should be some guys slipping through the cracks to the Cowboys, and if they find the absolute perfect one, and you find, like, the J-Ron Curse signing, where for $4 million, you damn near get a Pro Bowler, I think that's the best we can hope for right now.
Aaron Jones went 1 year, $7 million to the Vikings, so he remains in the NFC North there after being released yesterday. That was a bit of a surprise, but the Vikings go ahead and nab him up pretty quickly. I saw Nick Harris point this out, our buddy from DallasCowboys.com, and we're looking for optimism here. Yesterday, the Dolphins, who pick ahead of the Cowboys in the draft by just a couple of spots, they were desperate for a center. They went out and signed Aaron Brewer from the Titans on starter money kind of deal. So the idea is, okay, if the Dolphins, who have been projected to draft one of these centers a couple spots ahead of you, now don't need that guy, can one of these centers, and perhaps the best center in the draft, Jackson Powers Johnson, fall to you? I don't know. That still might be unrealistic that the number one center falls as far to you, but now there's at least a little bit more of a chance of that, and certainly the top two or three guys should be there.
It seems like chances are good. Philadelphia takes one as well.
They might. I mean, the thing about Philadelphia is they've got in-house candidates too.
Okay.
With Cam Jurgens, and you know, I think he would be the guy that makes the most sense to move over there. Pittsburgh's another team that you have to kind of worry about here as well. So, yeah, you're going to have to navigate a couple of different spots in order to try and get that guy to you.
Would be nice, though. Would be nice if they can find a way to make that happen for him.
Yeah.
But with the Dolphins signing a center, maybe the Cowboys get super, super fortunate. Now, this, are you guys familiar with Luke Combs?
He's a country western performer, right?
Bigger guy. I think we've met him. I think he was at like an event of ours.
Is he?
Oh, really? Okay, right? Yeah. No, he absolutely is. I think you nailed it exactly, Broadus. He's a country western performer.
Yeah.
And he's a Panthers fan. And yesterday, after the Panthers traded Brian Burns to the Giants for a second and fifth round pick, after deciding not to trade Brian Burns for a first round pick earlier, like at the trade deadline to the Rams, Luke Combs is frustrated. And he's one of us here. He's all caps tweeting at the Panthers. What are we doing? No first round pick for McCaffrey a few years back, and now none for Burns. Are we just firebombing the whole team here or what? I usually don't comment on these kinds of things, but it's just becoming slow torture at this point. Being a Panthers fan would be a nightmare even for a superstar. And they have traded a lot of big name dudes over the last couple of years, from McCaffrey, now Brian Burns, one of the better young pass rushers in the NFL. We know DJ Moore was traded away. So they've seen a lot of talent leave that building. And to not get a first-round pick garnered the anger from even a superstar himself like Luke Combs. And the sports fan, doesn't matter. When you're a sports fan, we can all relate to this kind of deal at some level. And Dawson, yesterday, you at one point, I believe you said, it'd be better to be a Panthers fan.
Yes.
Than to be a Cowboys fan. And if Luke Combs is feeling that way, I mean, imagine how we're feeling right now.
I mean, I cannot think of many teams that I would not rather be a fan of in the NFL. I think Carolina is one, even though they're maybe young and naive, you know, but going through this list, like Washington probably, the Bears, Arizona, I would not rather be an Arizona fan, although they've gotten closer twice this century. Maybe I should reconsider that one. Is that it?
I believe so.
Jets. I think the Jets are so pathetic, and the owner is horrible and doesn't know how to run a professional sports team. So I got three.
I'm glad you mentioned the Jets, because I'm seeing things about Aaron Rodgers and
Raiders, four.
Have you guys seen, I'm seeing like Aaron Rodgers is trending and there's presidential candidacies being talked about. I believe RFK has said that Aaron Rodgers would be a part of hit, like would be like a running mate for him. That's happening in real time on the internet right now.
Who's Aaron Rodgers going to run for office?
Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network says, this is just a tweet that I saw. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has recently approached Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers and Jesse the Body Ventura about serving as his running mate on an independent presidential ticket.
Jesse was the governor.
And both have welcomed the overtures. Of course, Aaron Rodgers. He's not surprised by that call. He takes that call and he's like, I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you to say this. You're damn right I'm in.
I want Jesse the Body to run solo. Without that RFK guy. RFK guy is kind of toxic at this point.
Yeah.
His own family don't even like him that much.
But got a very passionate base.
So. Yeah. But Jesse the Body versus Trump in a debate situation?
That would be epic.
Get your popcorn ready, bro. What?
Yeah, that'd be great entertainment, man.
What?
The entertainment value would be 100 out of 100 here.
Country's falling apart, but are you entertained?
Aaron Rodgers is like, sorry, Jets. I know you've built this whole thing like in my image over the last year and a half, but I'm going to have to bow out of this because there's bigger fish to fry. I'm going to go run with my guy RFK and Jesse the Body.
Ball, huh? Yeah.
And it ends up being the career of Aaron Rodgers in New York ends up being what we've already seen to this point, which was like 30 seconds of real time. Oh, my gosh. I thought I was being butt cracked on that. I'm still concerned. Yeah. But that's from the legit Pelissero account, dude.
I started searching that on X instantly. And I thought for sure you were getting butt cracked at the time that you first mentioned the story.
There's a part of me that still feels like I am.
I mean, if somebody asked you that's like super famous in the political world, will you run for office with me? Even if you think they have no chance, it sounds like fun for a couple of weeks until, you know, Trump destroys you and you got to like bow out.
Gives you a nickname.
Yeah.
Once you get a nickname, it's a wrap, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to end well.
Gonna make fun I'd be of like, family dude, and everything.
Let's go after Biden. That guy seems gettable right now.
You know? My gosh, dude, that is not the news I was expecting to see today.
Is that a Hail Mary by RFK, or is that him really trying to strategize? That's not like he's trying to bow out in this situation.
It seems like it's publicity stunts from him.
Get Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. Yeah.
Just throwing crap at the wall.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston is going to be in Cleveland backing up Deshaun Watson for 1 year, $8.7 million. And I think that's really bad news for Deshaun Watson because everybody's out on Deshaun Watson. The backup quarterback is always everybody's favorite guy, but Jameis Winston is absolutely everybody's favorite guy. So now, I mean, everything just got more and more difficult there. To let Deshaun Watson have the first game of the season look bad.
Yeah.
We're going to be Jameis chanting all over the place. It won't just be Browns fans. It'll be the entire football world saying, we want Jameis, give us our Jameis, and please get rid of old Deshaun Watson.
He's going to be all moody in his presser, and Jameis Winston's going to be outside in the hall, like, making half the team laugh.
Yes, just so likable.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw this. I also was wondering the legitimacy of this, but I believe it to be true, as Antonio Brown. Are you familiar with the network that he's put together?
No.
Former Steeler, Patriot, and Raider.
CTE TV.
Hey, it's CTE.
Yeah, you get points, and I'm going to give you full credit, just because why not, Lucius? You basically nailed it. CTE ESPN. So he's doing his sports insider bit. I mean, his Twitter account is just as ridiculous as anything you could ever see. And he's consistent with it, and it's always hashtag CTE ESPN.
Wow. So he's leaning into it.
He's leaning all the way into it, yes.
Did you know that, Lucius, or was
no,
that?
No, I'm kind of nervous for the man at this point now. Because I was being funny, man. This is real life.
It's real life.
Oh.
He will tell you straight to your face, oh, I have CTE. So anyways.
I believe him, too. I 100% believe him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Russell Wilson becomes a Steeler over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And Antonio Brown had been, I guess, tweeting about it like a day or two prior, like Russell Wilson's going to be a Steeler. And Antonio Brown maybe still having some connections in Pittsburgh, whatever.
It's a CTE so, ESPN exclusive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or so he thought.
Oh, no.
Adam Schefter breaks the news. Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
And so there's a screenshot now that Antonio Brown has tweeted out where he's DMing Adam Schefter. And apparently Adam Schefter's responding.
Okay.
And it's very cordial. You have Antonio Brown saying he's DMing Adam Schefter after he breaks the Russell Wilson news. And he says, Adam, what good CTESPN? Or Adam, what's good?
Okay.
CTESPN broke the news 2 days ago. I got sources. Can I get credit? Be big for my company. Okay. That's what he shoots over to Schefter. And Schefter responds, hope all is well, AB. Good work. Russ didn't agree to the deal until tonight, though, but I will keep looking out for you. Keep up the good work, and I hope all is well.
Mr. Unlimited. Wow.
There is a story from 4 years ago where Russell Wilson was trying to push the Seahawks to get Antonio Brown. So they might have some friendship.
They're boys.
And yeah. And,
opposites attract.
Right? And maybe Antonio Brown is hoping to angle back into Pittsburgh. That would be fun. But yeah, I think the best ESPN will do for you is be like, yes, ESPN confirmed it. that other person's breaking story is right. That's,
right.
That's how they do it.
100%. I would love to see them credit CTE ESPN, though, on the ticker. Breaking news. Antonio Brown and CTE ESPN are informing us, and Schefter can confirm that Russell Wilson is a Pittsburgh Steeler now. That would be pretty awesome. Looks like Deebo Samuel, wide receiver for the Niners, is changing back to his college number of number one. So maybe up the jersey sales a little bit for him. And Jalen Ramsey wants to confirm Dolphins corner. Yesterday, he, I guess, had his contract restructured. You know, not like a pay cut, but one of those deals where
flip a switch.
You flip a switch and you help the team out. And the player doesn't even have any control over that. It doesn't really matter for the player. But I guess he was being inundated by Dolphins fans, like saying, thank you for doing this. Because Dolphins fans were thinking like he was taking a pay cut, doing something for the team.
Yeah.
And so Jalen Ramsey tweets out, rest assured, LOL, I appreciate all the love from Fins fans, but a contract restructured doesn't mean pay cut, .. We getting all that. Love y'all, though.
Yeah.
So just rest assured, I'm still getting all the money that I was supposed to be getting on the front end of this.
Yes, sir.
I'm not as much of a good Samaritan as maybe you had portrayed me to be.
Another edition of Football's Finest is in the books with Eric Chiafalo. It's time to hit the expressway. We're going to go commercial-free to the top when we get back. All the top stories in sports. Jared Sandler will join us at 5:30. We'll get the recap for the Rangers game, as it has gone final, right? And then... No, we're still going on?
No, we're still playing.
Okay, this 8th and 9th inning stretching out here for you. We'll get to it, though, and LA Live's coming up at 5:40. We'll get to Sands as soon as he's done, and we're back here in the G-Back Nation.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shoot, yeah. Sands is coming up in 7 minutes. We'll talk with Jared Sandler, our Rangers insider, pre- and post-game show host and play-by-playman, as the Rangers fell today to the Guardians. Jared Sandler coming up in 7 minutes. This segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by the On-Time Experts, and it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Hope you're having a good one. LA Live's coming up here in 17 minutes. Okay, things that are developing in the world of sports today include the Ravens and Derrick Henry, Patrick Queen leaving the Ravens, going to the Steelers, other stuff happening across the national sports world that we'll get to here coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Locally, the biggest focus has been on, you know, the Mavs and Stars playing well, but here with the Cowboys, their inability to get anything going in free agency last night with Zach Moss, apparently $4 million was too rich for their blood. And today, Washington adds Dante Fowler to the list of Cowboys that have joined Dan Quinn over there. So Biotis yesterday, another pass rusher yesterday. Cowboys did sign long snapper Trent Sieg. That's what they have done. Still, as this show tolls on, it does not appear the Cowboys are interested in doing any of that. Meanwhile, the Eagles, Saquon Barkley, Jets defensive end Bryce Huff, along with the Dorrance Armstrong and Biotis to the Commanders. Washington also got running back Austin Eckler and Panthers linebacker Frankie Louvu. The Giants did lose Barkley and their safety Xavier McKinney, but struck a trade for Panthers edge Brian Burns, and they added Houston Texans running back Devin Singletary. It's amazing to me, guys, that you're not only watching the division on multiple sides of the spectrum as far as contending do a lot of things, but every other team in the NFL is making significant moves. You are one of the few teams that hasn't even been able to get to the conference title game. You just had a 10-year championship window stay open that you never made it past the division round. And somehow they are still convinced that the status quo is the way to go. That is how I know with 100% certainty, because of how smart both the Joneses are, that they're not trying to win. That tells you all the truth in the world. They're still convinced. Every other team in the division, every other team in the league is making moves to get better.
Checks are still going to clear. The ratings are still going to be there. All is still going to be well. They will still be the most valuable franchise in all of sports. And if they get lucky in the playoffs one year, then beautiful. But that's pretty much the extent of it.
Yeah, I don't know how you can have any hope. You know, it would be one thing to bring back a team as good as last year, but this team is going to be significantly worse. So the best bet now is a quality veteran running back. Chief mentioned J.K. Dobbins there at the top of the hour. We like that idea. We like Deontay Foreman.
Need to check those guys. I'll have a Krusty's report tomorrow for you guys on those two guys. I need to spend some of its time on these college kids, but I need to look at those running backs that are kind of maybe the cheap help that, and see if we can pair them with a guy that makes sense in the draft. I think that's what they're looking at right now.
It's like that game, the cakewalk, you know. And if you've ever done a cakewalk in an elementary school cafeteria or gymnasium, you know that the fastest and the most aggressive people are going to get those seats first. And that's what happened yesterday and today. The fastest, most aggressive runners, the best runners that weren't hurt, weren't slow, have gotten seats. And now the Cowboys are going to wait for which one do the other teams that value the position not want. And now we can lowball this guy and get him for, you know, the price they have in mind.
Yeah, and I think the running back position isn't the one that irks me the most. I think it's the linebacker spot. Because we get the info from you brought us about this draft and Walchuk, and there's some good linebackers, but it's nothing crazy. A lot of banged up dudes. There's no sure things. The running back class, I know it's not as the deepest and best class ever, but there are definitely legit players you can get at the running back spot. Sure. And we see time and time again, guys that you don't think are all that awesome, all of a sudden it's a running back from the sixth round, he's a rookie, and he's respectable. The running back position isn't that annoying to me. Go pay all these older running backs, whatever, you want to give them their money, that's fine. Dude, I'm not going to freak out about that. You can draft a running back. But the linebacker position, it's been tough over the years for these young linebackers to step right in and succeed. With the way the NFL is right now, it takes these guys. Patrick Queen, he just got his money today, but they were wondering, was that a first-round bust early on in Baltimore? And then he finally got it together, and now it's like, okay, now you're starting to get the best version of Patrick Queen, not rookie version. So you still need a linebacker. Hopefully Overshown comes back and he's good, you know, but you need a linebacker, and I think this free agent class has, you know, plenty of guys that you can go get, and some of them are starting to fly off.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the general approach to the free agents that most bothers me, and whatever position it is. We can't get a guy that's healthy and good. You can't get a guy that's healthy and pretty good. You got to wait until a flawed player with severe warts is sitting there and in a value. I think maybe the only other opportunity is that you could come up with some sort of a trade where the other team eats a significant amount of the salary that is still due, or they have a lower salary like Cooks and Gilmore last year that you can still absorb in. But at this point, I'm flying the flag, the white flag. I'm surrendering on the idea of this team being better. Have had some good news in the injury department for the Texas Rangers. Great news for Max Scherzer. Incredible how many big-name guys they have on this pitching staff now. And for more on Ranger stories, we get at Jared Sandler on now with you here on your home of the World Series champs. And hey, buddy, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
How's Arizona?
It's all right. Not as fun or lively without you guys, but we're having a good time.
Gosh, we really painted the town.
It was amazing. You know, I really enjoyed this year at spring training and was genuinely bummed when it was time to go. So I'm envious of you getting to take this all in. Now, what stood out from today's game as far as takeaways?
Andrew Heaney looked really good. You know, the Rangers lost 3-0, so from an offensive standpoint, not a whole lot. We saw Wyatt Langford hit the ball hard and get robbed of a hit and then have an infield hit, in which he didn't hit the ball hard but showed off his speed. But the biggest thing, you know, Andrew Heaney looked really good. 5 scoreless innings, that's nice to see. We've talked about the Rangers' starting depth or potentially lack thereof once you get past 1 through 5. And when you're dealing with that, you need your 1 through 5 to be good. And Andrew Heaney was good today. He's working on a slower slider to go along with his normal slider. He doesn't throw an 88, 89 mile an hour slider. His typical slider around 82, 83 miles an hour. But he's also working in something that's in the mid to high 70s. He showed that off a few times. It looked good, and we'll see whether it's something he brings to the table in the regular season. But all in all, I thought Andrew Heaney looked good today.
Mark Church got in the mix there. He's been a huge bright spot. Did he go through a little adversity today for the first time in all of spring training?
Yeah, walked a guy. Walks have not been an issue for him, and then he gave up a double. And, first time he's given up a run all spring, right? So 8 innings, 1 run, you take that. And he's looked really good. This shouldn't, I don't think, get in the way of his opportunity to make the team. I don't think anything's set in stone yet, but I still think he's in the driver's seat. And, I thought he did a really good job. You wonder about pressure, right? And pressure can mean different things to different people. Some people feel pressure, just by being on the mound. Other people can be game seven, tie game, bottom of the 11th and not feel pressure. And so I don't know. It's not fair for me to necessarily say one way or the other with Mark Church, but I liked he gave up a run. All right, how's he going to respond? Because he gave up a run and didn't have a clean slate. He gave up a run on a double, so now there's a runner in scoring position. Is he going to feel the pressure of trying to make the team? And, is it going to snowball or is he going to bounce right back? And he struck the next guy out. And I don't want to read too much into that. I don't want to make too much out of that than what it might be or what it ends up being. But it was good to see. And, I really like this guy. I don't know that he's going to be a guy who pitches in the 8th or 9th inning regularly for this team, because I think they've got some veteran, experienced, proven options there. But I think that he's got the ability to be that guy in the future, and I do think he's going to be getting some meaningful outs to the Rangers at some point this year.
Jared, I thought Dan Bellino, the home plate umpire, if I said his name right, I thought he squeezed him a little bit on some of those pitches.
It's possible, yeah.
And I was watching it, and I was like going, come on, man. There were a couple of good pitches there, and I felt like it may be that, he forced him to, get into that 3-1 count, and then all of a sudden it was, he was unable. He had to kind of come right down the middle there to try and get a strike. But, I felt like he got squeezed a little bit. I love the fact that the interview you did with him the other day I thought was really, really cool. We got a really good glimpse of the type of personality that he is and really the type of competitor he is.
Yeah, no, and one of the things we talked about in that interview, and Broadus, this, it's not like he's been one of these guys who's pitched since, he was 10 years old.
Right.
He won a bet, or I guess he was challenged in a bet. He ultimately won the bet, but challenged in a bet with a high school buddy of his in the fall of his senior year as to whether or not he could throw 90 on the mound. And he's like, I think I can do it. And got on the mound. He did it. I think he won a nice $50. And his coach said, hey, dude, shortstop's cool and all, but I think you're going to be a pitcher. And so, Mark Church is 22. I think he turns 23 in a couple weeks. So you think about from fall of his senior year, 17, 18 years old, to where he is now, that's really not a whole lot of time. And so, I think he's continuing to grow. I think there are a lot of experiences that are newer to him than for maybe other guys who are his age. And the fact that he is having the success he's having, with that being the case, I think is really encouraging.
Jared Sandler here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Everybody's saying Lankford's a lock opening day or close to it. How do you see it?
Yeah, at this point, I feel like that's the case. I mean, things can change, but the Nathaniel Lowe injury certainly opened the door. I think when you look just big picture, I don't know if Corey Seager and Josh Young will be ready on opening day, but you look at that mix, hey, we need someone to kind of be a middle-of-the-order bat. And I think one sign, guys, the fact that Bruce Bochy from day one has been hitting him third, or I think maybe even second a couple times in spring training, that maybe tells you how he feels about the guy. I know it's a spring training game, but, it's not uncommon to see a big-time prospect hit 6th, 7th, 8th, early on. And then I think, with the Nathaniel Lowe injury, that really opens the door for a more clear path for Wyatt Langford. And I think the other thing, too, in talking to people, it does seem like the Rangers are committed to giving Adolis Garcia more games as a DH. And that would just give Wyatt Langford, another another game or two every couple weeks to play in the outfield. And so you're not making him a permanent DH, which I think is important for a young guy, especially a young guy who's still trying to grow and improve as a left fielder. And with the athleticism he has, I think he fully is capable of doing that. But not only, Gavin, do I think he's going to make the team, I really believe that he's going to make the team. He's going to be hitting right in the heart of that lineup, whether it's second, third, fourth, you know, whatever the case might be, depending on who's in and who's healthy. But, you know, I mentioned this the other day. If you got your ideal lineup in there, and by ideal I mean, you know, everyone healthy, I look at Wyatt Langford and I think, you know what, it makes sense to stick him in the three hole. And, you know, typically a guy's not either on the team or your number three hitter, right? It's usually not one or the other. It's if you're thinking of a guy as a number three hitter, then maybe you should take a step back and think, well, we really shouldn't be having the conversation as to whether or not he should be on the team if that's the case. And I think Wyatt Langford's earned that.
Jared, we had you know, in the backfields, looked like we had guys taking ground balls. Corey Seager and Young both. How any update any further on those guys? You know, in availability anytime soon?
Yeah, nothing concrete. I know with Josh Young, the expectation is he'll be ready at the latest by the exhibition games in Boston, or against Boston and Arlington. And, you know, with Corey Seager, I think there's optimism that he could, you know, at this point, now that he is taking ground balls and he's swinging, that he could perhaps be ready around the same time. Now, does that mean that one or both of those guys would then be ready for opening day? You know, it's tough to know, you know, what level of comfort they have if that's going to be their first live game action. And you probably won't be running those guys out there back-to-back games for full games or anything. So I think there's still a chance. I think, you know, you can be optimistic that at least one of those guys will be ready. I think the good thing, though, Broadus, is the fact that they are progressing, whether it's at a pace to be ready for opening day or not. And we all want them out there opening day when
right,
you know, they celebrate the World Series. It'd be awesome to have those guys who are such a big part of that run be a part of the starting lineup and get to be a part of the game. But I think, you know, what's important is I think these guys are progressing to come back, if not on opening day, shortly thereafter. And, you know, I think that's the key, that these are not injuries that are going to extend deep into April.
Scherzer seems to be progressing too, huh?
Yeah, and they have an interesting decision with him, because the Rangers are going to have some guys who I think are strong candidates to make the team who are not on the 40-man roster. Wyatt Langford's one of them. Jared Walsh is another one. They got to clear 40-man roster spots, and there are a number of ways to do that, but an easy way for teams to do it at the end of camp is they place their injured guys who are going to be out an extended period of time on the 60-day IL. And just for people to understand how this works, when a season ends, anyone who is on your 60-day IL has to come off of it. You can't roll into the offseason with a bunch of guys stashed on your roster on the 60-day IL, because you could really just sort of do that you know, with a lot of people and hoard players. So towards the end of camp, teams will then place guys on the 60-day IL, and that opens up some roster spots on the 40-man. So they're going to do it with Jacob deGrom. They're going to do it with Tyler Mahle. Will they do it with Max Scherzer? You know, with the way he's progressing, I think you can make a case that maybe Max would be ready in mid to late May, in which case he would possibly be ready before his time on the 60 expires. Or do they just say, hey, you know what, this roster spot's valuable. We don't know for sure if he's going to be ready. There's no reason to rush it. Let's put him on the 60, and that will kind of set a timeline. So I think they got an interesting decision there with Max Scherzer, depending on how he continues to progress. But again, at the end of the day, it's good news that steps forward are being taken, and it does not seem like this is something that's going to linger you know, into mid to late June and possibly even July. Of course, knock on wood, setbacks obviously change that discussion, but as of now, he's gotten some encouraging news and taken some encouraging steps.
Great stuff, Sands. A lot more to talk about. We'll have to try to catch up with you tomorrow if you're available.
Will do, fellas.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on X. If you want to follow him, Rangers fans, you'll be happy you did. It's time now for LA Live and that Pimp Cup.
Oh.
Here's Lucius Alexander.
Who's making love? Hey, to your old lady. while you were out making love.
It's a little Johnny Taylor right there for you, brother.
There we go.
Yeah, buddy.
So, legendary Johnny.
The legendary Johnny Taylor. All right, let's get into a Toxic Tuesday right after a Toxic Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoked. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance in summer air.
R.I.P. Coach Bobby Knight.
And maybe you haven't won all that easily. Maybe the rebounding has been even. Maybe you've shot a very good percent. A lot of things enter into it.
Yeah, Coach, but 51 points. You beat Northwestern here by 51 points. That doesn't amaze you.
But let me ask you something. Let's just start all this again. Now, I'm not here to argue the thing with you. I'm not going to debate things with you goddamn people from television. No, you want an answer from me, you get the answer. You don't like the answer, then don't use the program, okay? But I'm not here to debate this bull with right, you people. Okay. I don't think you're quite capable of debating basketball.
Can we try it again, Coach?
Nope. He said nope. LA Live for March 12th, 2024. Still tipping on two foes. It's a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and there's no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. DFW weather is about to get crazy on Thursday, so they say. Tis the season, by the way. Tis the season, right? Tis the season, DFW weather. First storm of our 2024 spring season.
It's pretty crazy last week.
Driving home was wild last week.
I was genuinely thinking we could drown.
What?
We could drown.
Yeah.
Like there was so much water on the road. I'm serious now. I'm ready to turn around and not drown.
Yeah.
But I couldn't see crap.
Couldn't see anything. And Ultimate drivers and Malibu drivers out here just dipping out there on the streets. I've seen you. Severe storms possible on Thursday night into Friday. Plan accordingly. Plan accordingly for that.
Okay.
Have a plan at home as well for extreme weather. You guys have a plan at home?
Yeah.
Like a raft pantry or something like that? What are we talking about?
I don't
about?
Know, man.
Yeah, you need a John boat positioned to go out the garage in the course of a high water.
Which restroom you're going to go into, right?
Absolutely.
Put a mattress over your head or anything or what?
We don't have that mattress, but I guess I could snag Abby's. But last time a tornado was in our neighborhood was like 2015, and we didn't have time. You're sitting there watching it on TV, then the power goes out, and then the thing started hitting your house. You got to have that mattress ready. You know, as soon as you hear like it could come to your neighborhood, I would suggest getting in your bathroom or pantry or wherever you're going with that mattress.
Yeah. We'll get a lawn chair and a cooler.
That's what I'm saying. We usually just watch it for a long time, just like you were until the power went out. And you're like, watching is over with. We are now the subject.
Yeah.
Let's go to Fox Weather Report right here for DFW.
Storms hammered Texas this week, and more is on the way. The folks there in Texas just cannot catch a break, right? Wildfires, severe weather, hail, tornadoes. We're talking about Thursday. But just want to let you know, if you do live in the Lone Star State, Dallas has been battle-scarred with all of the storm and severe weather activity this week, and they potentially could be in the bullseye again for a likely threat of severe weather.
So be careful. Have a plan out there. And don't panic. Did you guys panic when the power went out, Dawson?
Yes, I did. I ran to the master closet without the dogs or Abby. Abby is four. I get back there, and I'm hearing...
Oh, wait, crap.
I'm hearing Cassandra, get Abby! And I'm like, okay.
She better come on here.
Running back out there. Every man for himself, honey. And then Abby's like, get the dogs. I'm like, I'm not going back out for the dogs. I just heard a window break.
Oh, bro. My man was paranoid. They panicked down there.
I was gone, dude.
And I don't blame you, dog. It's a tornado. It's Mother Nature, bro. It's intimidating to look at, too, when you see the clouds up
100%.
There. These people in Georgia panicked when they seen a tornado. Don't be like these guys.
Come on, girl. Franco. Come on.
Get Abby.
Franco. It's a tornado.
Get out of here!
Get out of here!
Get in!
Oh, God, shut my door!
Kim, that junk going that away!
That junk going that away!
hedge on going that way.
Yeah, be careful out here, y'all. It's about to get real on Thursday.
I do want to see one in real life. It's they've always come at night with rain, so you can't see crap.
Yeah.
You know, you're just guessing, is the tornado here now?
There was one that passed by us right here at this station a few years ago. Now, I couldn't see the tornado, but you can definitely tell it was a tornado.
Yeah.
We were down in that parking garage just watching it by.
Scary. I remember, didn't it pull a window off?
It did a whole lot of stuff, man. And then it ripped some houses on 75, ripped all the roofs off.
Yeah.
Now they have aluminum roofs up there. Is that like something that we need to know about? Aluminum roof is the move?
Yeah, well, they're very light, you know, and they can catch wind easily, go flapping around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
My buddy's carport blew over that storm.
Well, I don't want another one like that, but this guy's saying, because all the mixtures of the weather patterns coming right here, basically on Thursday. Wow. It should be something to see. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, you hit on another station, you see it on TV. I don't care where you see it. It better be good, though, man. Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow every last one of us if you go to G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All right, our winner knocked out the little safety kid. UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley was on Pat McAfee's show, ESPN. This is daytime television right here. And he's being all types of toxic when they're talking about cutting weight for a fight.
Yeah, it sucks. Cutting weight is the worst part about the sport. But the weight cut, with that being said, went perfect as far as, you know,
that means I mastered it. Thank you.
Yeah, I have mastered it. No, the rehydration part went perfect too. That's where a lot of fighters get f***ed up. And they don't rehydrate. They don't refuel right. They f***ing eat too much. They eat what they're not supposed to be eating. They're not drinking the right fluid. And you have a long time to f*** that up, because you weigh in and then you fight way later. You have a long time to keep f***ing that up. You have bubbly guts. You have fart sticks. You have diarrhea. There's so much that can go wrong. Mm-hmm. And I've just got it down to dialed in to where I was feeling f***ing good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Good work. Woo! Proud of you.
Just let him go, right?
Daytime television. They have an F-bomb counter on that show.
Yeah. No way. Yeah, McAfee's changed the game, dude.
Yeah. FCC, come on, man. Holler at us. We need to do some renegotiation. The competition is thick. They're cursing.
We need some decency standards here.
Man, let me.
You know, don't they know kids are listening still?
Cut me loose a little bit. Oh, I'm trying to say we should cuss.
Oh, I like that. F and A. Let's do it.
Yes, what I'm saying.
I was cussing like a madman last night.
Shout out to Reggie in the building.
What's up, Reg?
Reggie out of Tula.
Get right. Coming
up
at 7.
Tonight. 105.3 The Fan. Toxic Tuesday here on the LA Live. Coach Steve Spurrier's favorite recording artist, Lil Boosie.
Boosie, bad ass.
He
was on Radio Row.
He likes the sports. He's a big sports guy.
Yeah.
But he's calling out the New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay. Fly Pelican.
For lowball offers of a performance. You know, you see the artists out there doing halftime performances and whatnot. He's already been calling them out because he's trying to get courtside tickets to the game, and they're not giving it to him for some reason. So he's upset about that. Let's see. The Baton Rouge native. Did I say that right? Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge native took to Instagram Live on Sunday to air out his grievances with the NBA team, accusing them of offering him $1,000 to perform at one of their games. He says they're treating him like a local artist.
You supposed to be courtside at the Pelicans game. They won't give me no courtside tickets. That's cold-blooded. Pelicans, they don't f*** with me. Angle, not the players, you know, just every time I try to get courtside tickets, I can't get courtside tickets. They offer me $1,000 to perform at the halftime show.
Mark Zuckerberger.
And not even no courtside seats. Atlanta played $10,750 to perform.
Wow.
Dang, okay. Because I was wondering what's the going rate for something like that? You know, probably 10, 12 minutes of something. $1,000 definitely seems way too low.
Yeah, way too low for a national, almost an international artist sometimes. Lil Boosie. Toxic as hell, though. Toxic as hell. They called him the CEO of homophobia on the internet.
Oh, is that right? He does go on some rants. Does he just get on live and then just start talking?
Every day. That's why Mark Zuckerberg took his live away. It was too much booty shaking and stuff going on. During the pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a full-on Paul Pierce situation going on.
He had a lot going on. He has so much going on. He even has a stalker. You guys ever been stalked or did some stalking?
I don't think
no.
so.
I think
just, you've never had a stalker or something like that? No. You're a radio. Somebody's followed you around. No?
I don't think so.
Not for a sustained period of time.
Okay. I love a good stalker. That means she loves me. You know what I'm saying? You stalking me out. You stay. Well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You out there at four tours, girl. Just waiting for me to move. I love you.
Real.
Yeah. As soon as I get finished playing these streets, I'm coming back to you. Yeah, he even called out a stalker that was in front of his house. Listen to this a little bit.
Crazy stalker, bitch. Other day she pull up, jumped out with two BB guns.
Two BB guns.
Talking about she finna spray the house. The day before that, after that, she jumped out again. With two BB guns and try to walk up on Tootie.
Tootie.
Last week she came again talking about we married and I bought her $20,000 earrings. A month ago, she did some more. Now today she come block my driveway out so nobody can't get so nobody can't come through. Talking about she ready to die with her kids in the car.
Oh no.
Stalker ass.
God dang, he's funny.
He is.
469, I stay stalking Little Debbie's. Those cakes hit different.
Hey. Watch out, Little Debbie. You're getting stalked. Yeah, shout out to all the stalkers out there.
Get some help.
You know, yeah.
I mean, or stalk what? Lucius. Sounds like Lucius. Yeah, don't mind.
Hey, you know, as long as you look good. Decent. Yeah. Be decent. Be decent.
At least a seven, right?
Yeah, be decent.
And keep the BB guns at home. You know, they look real.
Yeah, don't threaten me or anything. Just stick with your boy. Let's see. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Toxic Tuesday. Are you guys familiar with the Top G?
What's his name?
Yes, you're good. All right. Yeah. I was nervous for a second. You're going to say no, because I was like, damn, dude, I've called you the Top G for real so many times.
Yeah.
Because you dunk on this guy with your meninist take sometimes.
Okay, nice. Yes. I like the Top G. Like, I feel like it's transitory as well. Like, there could be Top Gs of different places. Yeah. But this is the original?
Yeah. Well, he calls himself the original Top G. Andrew Tate. Yeah. Who's who I'm referring
Very
to
toxic.
Right here.
Yeah. I'm not sure what to make of this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had some weird conversations with my son about this, dude. He's like, no, you just don't be hearing him out, Dad. You just don't be hearing him out. You ain't listening. Yeah, Andrew Tate recently suggested that John Cena walking across the Oscars was a humiliation ritual. Did you guys see John Cena walking across the Oscars, butt naked, basically with a piece of board right there where his berries is at, twigs
sure.
and berries.
Yep, sure. Yep.
I saw some still shots of it. I haven't seen the video.
Okay. I don't understand how it would be humiliation ritual because the man was cut up.
Yeah.
You know, if it was Danny DeVito walking across the stage geez, naked, I'd be like, okay, yeah, it's probably humiliation going on right here.
This is a show off.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. He's earning this opportunity.
Showing off.
When they came to him with this, he was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
I can do this?
All this hard work is finally starting to really pay off for me here.
I mean, I haven't been shirtless in a movie for a couple of years now. You know,
give me $1,000.
Really take my dating life to the next level.
No brainer. Yeah, I do think this is really good for business for John.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I feel like Travis Kelce's people are looking at John like, hey, man, this is what we need to be doing, bro.
Yeah.
Are you paying attention to John Cena right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and drop 60 pounds. You're in.
Yeah, we're going to get you, bro. This is what we need you to do. Yeah, Top G says John Cena is now going through some type of initiation, which includes performing shameful acts in public. Cena was also seen wearing a large dress online. I like how this publication said it was a large dress. It's John Cena.
Yeah.
It's going to be a large dress.
I bet it was probably 2X at least.
Yeah. I wonder how many X's that was. Don't get me caught up on stuff like that.
Yeah. I said two, and I'm like, actually, probably three.
It's got to be, bro. That dude is huge. Here's Andrew Tate.
I want to make something clear. I was saying this morning on Twitter how John Cena, yesterday at the Oscars, was doing his humiliation ritual to satisfy his gay paymasters. And everybody's...
Gay paymasters. Look at Dawson like, well, I can understand it.
Hey, here's the thing about...
I'm out.
Here's the thing about the Hollywood stuff, though, dude. It's like you can't fully deny that there's some plausibility here.
I mean, we see what happened to was Weinstein. Yeah,
Harvey.
Weinstein. There's always Nickelodeon dude saying there's some weird stuff going on with him. I don't know.
Say, oh, maybe he's just promoting a movie. Maybe. Let me tell you something. I don't care what movie I'm in. You could not convince me to do that. You could not convince me to do anything fruity or weird. Not. It doesn't matter what movie I'm in because there's no need. I can promote other ways. I won't do it because my principles are too strong. So to say he's only promoting a movie is still agreeing with me. You're saying he's promoting his movie for money because he sold a soul to his gay paymaster.
Well, he was pretending to be
gay paymaster.
Why is this coming up?
Derek,
that's a hell of a buzzword right now.
That is wild.
I'm gonna add that to the lexicon.
You guys ever had a gay paymaster?
Not in years, Lucius.
Huh? Not that I can recall. Okay. Getting up there.
You so. Probably wouldn't tell the truth on the air, would you?
I mean, for the right amount of money.
Hey, all right, okay.
Well, if his gay paymasters told him to.
Okay.
I think that's what Top G's doing. I'll just say whatever the people want, okay. Really.
Well, he was pretending to be an OnlyFans guy as the character of the movie and releasing OnlyFans content.
Yeah, you know, I like all these things. They're interesting. You know, I like conspiracy. I like considering other possibilities, but I feel like this dude lost his credibility about 5 or 6 months ago.
Oh.
In a pretty big way. He's got some personal things to get resolved.
Fam, Andrew Tate and his brother were detained in Romania on Monday over UK sex offense charges. So he's supposed to be sitting in a UK jail right now. They're extraditing him back to the UK as we speak, if he's not there already.
Well, I'm glad he got that gay paymaster takeoff right before he got back in there.
You pay some serious lawyers with smack like that.
That's a fly t-shirt. Gay paymaster. Maybe not. Let's see. I'll get to Casey Anthony later. Let me end this right here with our very own Bubba Dub. Bubba Dub is going to be in Arlington, I believe, this weekend here in the DFW. Going to be in Arlington doing some comedy, but he's hurt right now over the Jones boys not making any moves during free agency. Let's listen to Bubba Dub. This is the first time, by the way, I've ever heard Bubba Dub use foul language. Never heard it. He's a clean comedian,
sure,
from what I know. All the stuff I've seen. Never seen him live, so I can't tell you all of it, but I told Carter back here, I was like, oh, I've never heard Bubba Dub use word language like this.
I remember when you wearing this right here, it meant something to be a Cowboy. It meant something to be a Cowboy fan. Jerry Jones, you done took that away from me. I used to be happy to be a Cowboy fan. Now I just want to put y'all in the trash. Why y'all didn't get Derrick Henry, man?
Mike.
We ain't got nobody to run the ball. We ain't gonna never win a championship, man. Putting all y'all trust in Dak. Why? Man done bought a house in Dallas. Now y'all gonna tell us some more lies. We gonna look for a running back in the draft. We gonna find it. We ain't found 30 years. We ain't found nothing in 30 years. Only thing we gonna find out that you got a secret door.
30 years. 40 years.
Man, what a great rant.
Yeah, man. All right, there you go, Jones boys. Y'all see how it's going down here in DFW. Everybody's frustrated by your all-in takes.
You're all in.
You've heard us. You've heard Bubba Dub at 877-881-1053. It's now time for us to hear from you. The 6 o'clock sound-off is coming up next. Your one opportunity of the week to compete against your fellow Tolos. It doesn't have to be Cowboys. You can talk about the very exciting storylines with any sports team. The only rules are you sound off like you mean it, and you keep it under 30 seconds. It's next in the nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.